Okay, we'll get started again.
Let me read this again. It's the notice of, this is the public hearing for assessment rolls for all Sussex County sanitary sewer and water districts. Mrs. Webb?
Yes, and I will describe that process and how it works and about the assessment rolls. The assessment rolls reflect the county's billing records for equivalent dwelling units and billable front footage for each sewer and water district account. These records have been made available for public inspection in the utility billing office for review, and they are subject to individual appeal via the appeals board, assessment review board.
Okay. The I gave earlier the procedures for public hearings. If anyone wishes to comment in favor of the assessment rolls, please come forward. Is there anyone who wishes to speak in opposition of the assessment rolls? Sir?
Robert Partlow from Cove on Herring Creek, Lewis Post Office. I actually not really totally in opposition. I just need a clarification because I've heard a couple reports from some of the correspondent that's come back and forth between the secretary of our homeowners association and some of the figures that I've seen through your part. My real first question is, with this annual assessment charge and how it would be affected. When I look at the sheet, it says there under the Angola Next Sewer, which we're in, it has the $254 annual service charge. I can understand from reading the other things and the statute where that comes from. My question is the distribution and transmission figures that are listed for their total cost and what the figure is on that, and that's on the second page that way, versus the summary of system connection charges. Because on the list of connection charges under the Angola Neck Sewer, there is a footnote, number 10, that says, for new improvements within the original district after June 30, 2011, an extension of district boundaries. My question is that going to be a charge that the homeowners have to pay for Angola Neck residences that are in existence today?
That charge, the connection fee, is applicable for new construction. It is not applicable for existing homes, and that's one of the things we were going to try to explain.
That's what I wanted to clarify. That was what was passed on to us,
right,
to the association. Okay, so that the existing homeowners like myself will have the annual figure to pay, and the assessment figure which you established, and I just have to note I. I'm a retired attorney and did a lot of this work in New Jersey. It's a little different system, and I have to give you some kudos that I couldn't understand about the charges in the future. It's a pretty good way you have it, and people get to check what's going on. So it's a good clarification, and I think I now understand your procedures, and thank you. I think
thank
we
you.
All have benefited greatly to what's been done.
Before we close there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else wish to speak? Either in support or opposition of the assessment rolls. Seeing none, the public comment section of the public hearing is closed. Mr. Vincent.
Okay. Any comments from council?
Yes, I would like to make a few comments. I think this is an appropriate spot where I'd do it maybe every year. It's if you look at the first page of this, gentlemen and ladies, mm-hmm. It shows the summary of annual charges and assessment charges. We have now, after a few years ago, we have got now the annual, the first column, it says annual service charge. That is fairly uniform. If you look, those numbers are very close, and we had the staff, you know, start to bring those prices in line, but, you know, so which is good. But then, and I think that's excellent. So it's made things a lot easier. We don't have anywhere near the accounting difficulties we had before, and we've saved actually probably man hours doing that. So when you go over to the annual with those next columns, and you look at the one farthest out, and you see all the numbers, and they're all over the park, everywhere. What we ought to be doing is trying to bring unit pricing to that column also, and the reason is sewer service should cost the same for everybody in this county. There has been state monies, federal monies involved in grants from Sussex County Council, you know, tax dollars, to get these rates. Well, those are, you know, that's everybody's money gone to help support these, and they ought to just somehow start becoming, to be fairer, more equitable, I think, some kind of unit pricing there. Bring it, you know, to where everybody's paying about the same, and over eventually we may achieve that. But it's a service. I think the service should cost, whether you're in Bethany Beach, which if you look at a Bethany Beach down here, let's see, where is Or Bethany Beach sewer is 69 cents a front foot. And then you go down to Dagsboro here at $1.52, or here's one at Prince George's right at, you know, $5. Anyway, it doesn't make sense. And that was because Bethany Beach got 90 or I forget what it was, David, 90% federal and state funding?
Yeah, which was 95,
everybody's,
right.
Which was everybody's right. Tax dollars went and helped us bring those rates down like that. Right. I think when we get federal money now into Sussex County, that stimulus money, I don't think it should help just that little pocket of people. I think it should help sewer users throughout this county. So when we get state and federal money, and even when we use county grant money, it ought to be able to bring all these prices to a uniformity. So unit pricing, I think, is the most equitable way. Most communities, Georgetown, the town of Georgetown does it. Many communities throughout this country do not do this anymore. We started out with this method because we kind of, our consultants told us it's the best, most equitable way to do it and to fund it. How many users do we have today, Dave? 60,000?
65,000.
65,000 people. If for some reason we can't all of a sudden start bringing these rates uniformly, so when somebody gets sewer in Dagsboro, everybody's paying the same as somebody in Milton or wherever a county sewer system is. So anyway, that's basically what I'd like to see. I made the argument years ago about uniformity in the service charge. We got that. We're pretty much there. Now I think we ought to look at the front footage. It's just totally inequitable. There's ways we could do it. In some communities, one neighbor's paying twice as much just because their lot was laid out in a subdivision on a cul-de-sac, and it was pie-shaped, and the frontage was like 40 feet or 50 feet. The neighbor's got 150 feet, and it's just there's no equity in that because you got to go by everybody's house to get everybody's sewer. So everybody's benefiting the same. So we got to start looking at it differently, guys.
Question on this issue. Is there any legal concern for going down that path when you consider the loans have been set up based on information provided at the public hearings?
I don't know that
offered under certain terms and people would have expected us to honor. I think of Ellendale. They've got a $1 charge here, I see, which is much lower than the others. Harold Truxton came in here time after time, worked very hard to get those federal dollars. Now, if all of a sudden we start changing things up and their rates have to triple to be equitable, he may be back here saying, wait a minute, we had promises from you, we had promises from the federal government, and you're trying to break them. I mean, is there any legal concern that we have?
That would require looking at the grants, Mr. Phillips, you know, and if there are any conditions on them, and what was represented on each individual one of these sewer districts. So I can't
Advanced
tell
similar,
you that there is or
but
not.
Similar arguments could have been made for the service charges. We've addressed it. I just say, answer those questions, Vance. I don't have any problem. I want the council to look into it to see, can we bring some uniformity? Maybe we can't do it 100%, because if you look at the first column where the annual service charges, there is some differences there.
Well,
there is reasons, and maybe we have reasons for it in these special cases why there's differences. But I just think that most of these, Bethany Beach, where I live, is probably the most affluent area in this county, as well as maybe parts of Rehoboth and places, and they're paying 69 cents a front foot.
Now, I'm not trying to, you know, raise my rates, but my God, folks, I'm getting a real benefit. When you go to out to Ocean View, where I live also in a sewer district, I'm paying, where is Ocean View on here? Ocean View, I'm paying about $4 or $3 to something. So it's all over the place, and it doesn't make sense. So we're going back to our least affluent areas, and they're going to be paying much, much more. Didn't we just have one the other day where it was $7 or something? A front foot?
Yep.
I bet Susie can make sense of it.
Yeah, there's no doubt that the grants are stipulated for certain uses, and you have to abide by certain terms, or you would be in violation, as well as the bond documents for the money that we borrowed to fund the sewer district and to build it are very, those documents are very specific to legal issues, to ordinances, to boundaries. So what I could do, though, is talk to some rate agencies, like you said.
I don't expect it to happen overnight. I'm just thinking, I think it's something we all look at.
You know, see if, just if at the tip of the iceberg there are options. And but, yes, they are so varied and so many because they are so specific.
We get the calls about this from people.
Yeah, I think some of the concerns we've heard in the past, and I know Mr. Cole's aware of them, you know, where they feel like in a district, say maybe Bethany approved a referendum years and years ago, where another area did not for cost reasons or whatever the reason was, and, you know, so that Bethany was able to take advantage of the grant funding and get the reduced rate, and they've been paying in for 30 years or whatever. So we hear that argument that, you know, basically to equalize these, we'd have to raise some of the rates and lower some, but raise some of the others that are, as Mr. Cole mentioned. So that was one of the concerns. West Rehoboth has revenue bonds, so we can't mix that up with the others unless we got special approvals from the owners of those bonds, because Their bonds are based on revenue streams from the West Rehoboth Sewer District.
Well, Dave,
West Rehoboth is right. Just the one.
Now, this is all good information. Maybe if the staff would look into it and put on the agenda someday, you know, the pros and cons. Can we do it? If we can do it. It might take 10 years. It might take 15. But that's okay. I think we ought to be moving to that as a end result, because I think it's more equitable. Even if we came up with a simple thing like averaging in within a subdivision, I mean, sometimes neighbors, it's just amazing within a subdivision when you go down a street, the difference people are paying. And it doesn't have anything to do with the size of the house, because we do an EDU. In many communities, it's fixtures and it's on meters and things of that nature. So, regions. There's ways we can do it other than just what we've been doing the same for 30 years. So I would just like somebody to look at it. Sure. And it took us a while, because I got the same arguments from past councils that sat here and said, oh, we can't do that. We can't change that. You know what? We've got the annual service charge now pretty much uniform. So let's look at this other column, and maybe there's some rate consultants or some of these people who know how to do it and how, you know, give us a report.
Okay.
Say, here's how it could be done. It can't be done. Just let me know. I don't know. I just hear speculation every year at this time. Thank you for that time, Mr. President.
Anything for you, Mr. Cole?
I appreciate it.
We'll get Mr. Baker and Mrs. Webb and whoever else wants to assist them, I'm sure.
And it doesn't have to be tomorrow.
This.
I mean, it just, Dave, I just would like to.
Sure.
Maybe before you walk out that door.
It starts.
Wave goodbye.
So in that case, take your time.
He'll never leave. Don't you shake that at me, woman. I've just been threatened. Where's the sheriff when we need him?
Yeah. There was no vote taken on this.
I realize that.
Okay.
I think we'll do the removal after she does this.
We're going to do all the water and sewer together since it's related, but yeah, the assessment rolls.
Have a motion.
Sure. We have to take two votes, but we're going to do it, present it all one time.
Speaking of sewer, this is the highlights of our sewer budget, $33.9 million. And I'll summarize the highlights. The service charge, as Mr. Cole has pointed out, we're continuing to work towards uniform rate. We talked about this last year, and we actually started the process last year. So this year, we are proposing small increases in this year's budget, as was the case last year, towards uniformity. Assessment rates remain at 2011 levels. Two new sewer districts coming online, the Angola Sewer District and the Johnson's Corner Sewer District. Dave will talk about more about these later, but both of them had very positive final numbers as compared to the referendum rates. Capital items, 51% increase at $900,000. 2.9% increase in EDUs with the two new districts online. 1.5% increase in operations. Systems connection charges, 4% increase for inflation. For a side note, general fund grants and loans, $38.8 million since 1999 have been funded by realty transfer tax over into the sewer district. 13,000 EDUs in 1988 compared to 64,000 EDUs now in 2012. That's an amazing 392% increase in 24 years, which is more than 16% average annual growth. Our sewer growth, just described, has provided jobs over the years to our community and has limited septic systems along the bays and oceans. This chart shows increase in the EDUs from 1999 from a little over 35,000 to 2012 up above 65,000. For our repair and replacement budget, we are responsible for millions of dollars in sewer infrastructure that must be maintained. This year, we're proposing $669,000 of pumping equipment, $300,000 of treatment and disposal equipment, software improvements, replacing a roof, and a new jet vac truck. Here's the major water and sewer capital projects for 2012, $50.3 million. We're finishing up Scruff Pump Station 30 and Old Orchard expansion, the Inland Bays expansion, Millville expansion. We will start to begin possibly some new areas in Angola North and Miller Creek expansion. And then we have major improvements to our existing systems already in service.
Talk about Angola and Johnson's Corner. The Angola District and Johnson's Corner sewer districts are coming online, and we're pleased to recommend to the County Council rates at substantially lower than what was anticipated in 2007 when these projects went to referendum. And as was noted earlier, the connection fee for both of these, we're recommending zero for existing homes. And at the referendum and full time, we had we're estimating $3,375 due at time of hookup. Because of our construction costs were lower than anticipated with a good bidding climate, plus we were able to attain federal stimulus dollars, and the county even contributed $1 million towards this Angola sewer construction project. Because of that, we're not recommending the connection fee, and we are recommending a annual charge, which is $232 less, 22% less for the average user. There are 1,431 existing septic systems in Angola. Johnson's Corner, there were 368 existing septic systems there. Again, similar story. The construction costs are less, and the federal monies we were able to receive to help offset the cost of these projects were more than we anticipated. So the annual estimated annual charge for a average customer is almost $300 less, $880 versus almost $1,200, 25% less than what we anticipated at the time of the referendum. The assessment and service charge rates are listed for each individual districts. The assessment rate, the front footage rate, is used to pay off debt service, the interest and principal payments on the loans for the capital cost of these districts. We also use them, use some of that money sometimes for major repairs within the districts. And there are no increases recommended in any of these rates. They are basically the same. Angola, of course, is a new rate. Johnson's Corner is a new rate. As far as the service charges, this money is primarily used for operations and maintenance costs. Our budget is up for major repair and replacement, as Susie noted, and we are recommending, and this is the second year, moving towards uniform service charge rates. So some of the districts are up $8, and one district, Longneck, is up $15 per year. But they are starting, their rate is still lower. Their recommended rate is $218.94. Connection fees are due for new construction within the districts, and the goal behind the connection fees is that the money raised will cover the cost of new growth, and especially for transmission and treatment costs. And we are recommending increases of 4%, which is based on the construction cost index, which is an inflationary index used for construction costs that we use as a guide each year in reviewing these rates. And this chart shows the average total assessment service charges for within individual districts. And as you can see, some of these are up due to the increase in the service charge. Many are zero, some are $8, and percentage-wise, the largest is 3% for the Longneck Sewer District. Most are 1 or 2% or zero. And we do have assistance programs for water and sewer for low-income individuals who qualify for water and sewer district to help pay their water and sewer bills, and also for property tax. And again, there's information available in the utility billing and the Treasury Division offices. And with that, I'll turn it back to Mr. Rutt.
Okay, so again, we are on the assessment rolls. Are you going to defer voting on that until we do the public hearing on the annual sewer charges?
Well, we just take a vote on it now.
I have a motion then. I'd like to read.
Well, wait, we have any comments, maybe?
Yeah, we have. We're talking about the assessment rolls.
Right.
Now. Okay. Assessment rolls for sewer and water districts.
Okay.
What we just went over, I just want to ask a question. David.
Sure.
On the, a lot of our numbers are calculated based on projected growth and new development. I think you said the connection charges are to cover cost of new growth and stuff. What happens when we don't have any growth to some of these districts? I know in Dagsborough at one time we came in with some, initially we came because of the income levels of that area, we came in with some lower numbers. Think, you know, for a couple years just to get things kick-started, and then we thought things would happen, and then they didn't, and it seemed we got a little financial, you know, problem because we subsidized things at the front end. Are we doing any of that, like with Johnson's Crossroads and Angola, some of these areas where we only saw 300 septic systems? 5 years from now, there might be 302, you know, houses or whatever. In other words, we may not see this growth in these areas that are now in rural Sussex County, far from the beach.
Well, the connection fee is designed to pay for the cost of growth for the transmission and the treatment facility. So, for instance, if I come into a sewer district,
it's a catch-up type thing.
I'm contributing towards expanding the treatment plant. It may not happen for 10 years from now, you know, because of the, you know, it takes accumulation of EDUs to make it before you have to do it. But our individual districts, for the most part, are in pretty good shape. I mean, financially, our front foot assessment rates are based on the debt that we have in place for the capital costs that we've incurred. So the front footage cost and the service charges are you know, cover that cost.
Right. But have it like Johnson's.
Johnson's,
there's no growth.
See, if
our next year, are the numbers going to be pretty much the same, or are we going to?
Yes, mm-hmm. Be pretty much the same.
So we're in good shape. Okay. I was just worried that if no growth occurs, what kind of effect will it have on these numbers?
Well, an opposite way to look at that, and another example, is Pump Station 30. I believe, how many districts use that, Mike? Seven, six, seven, eight? Okay. It's Scruff. So we're having a major expansion there, $12 million. Mm-hmm. We're funding half of that with existing connection fees that we've collected over the years to be able to do a major expansion like that. That's a type of project where saving the connection fees that we've collected helps us to reduce the debt in the future to that now we need to expand that because of all the growth.
Okay. Well, there isn't all that growth anymore. The growth is stopped. I'm just wondering, if
then we
growth
need to
stopped,
expand
are we gonna,
anything.
Are we going to look up in the next couple of years and have any problems
the money,
with these rates?
The money we collect for connection fees is, most of it is set in an account
okay. And
invested until the time comes when
it's needed.
It's not, I mean, occasionally we use it for major repair costs, okay. Especially the older districts. There is, in the Ellendale Sewer District, years ago, the county promised to contribute approximately $135,000 a year, which we've been doing to keep the rates at the level that they began at, which we've been able to do. So, I mean, there is a promise there that we did, and the county continues to honor that.
How long will we honor it? I mean, will we?
Well, the intent was at the time, you know, it's an annual budget decision,
right.
Of course, but the intent was at the time to be able to maintain those rates at a low level. And there were, you know, a lot of state and federal government also kicked in, of course, other grants, but that, you know, that is something that's built in here. So there is, that's one thing that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't want to see us get into a situation where we're doing that in a, you know, in more districts.
The only one we do. Mm-hmm. When we bought land a few years ago for Inland Bays, you know, right. We have, the county has contributed some transfer tax, and that is, it's actually gone down a little bit, but that is still in the budget, but towards the cost of that land, because we were able to purchase like 2,100 acres of land, which will be there, you know, you know that's going to serve many years, serve users for many years.
Right.
You
know, so. Okay.
All right. Any more questions?
I guess there's no allowing for inflation, is there? Like the Ellendale.
Well, on the connection fee. I see what you mean. No, that's certainly a decision, and that can be made, you know, by the council. And also, actually, we look at it in terms of, we look at their budget and then really try to see what it'll take to make that rate. And if that number goes down, then we will use a lower number.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Mr. Rutt.
I have a motion.
Okay.
Be it moved that based on the recommendations of the county engineer and county finance director, and for the reasons stated during the public hearing, the Sussex County Council hereby adopts the assessment rolls for all Sussex County sanitary sewer and water districts as presented on June 14, 2011, for the period July 1, 2011 to June 30, 2012.
I'll entertain that motion.
I'll make the motion.
Second motion, Mr. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Phillips. Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay. The next public hearing is an ordinance establishing annual sewer charges, annual assessment rates for collection and transmission and or treatment, and connection charges for all Sussex County water and sewer districts. Ms. Webb? Mr. Baker.
That's just an introduction of the ordinance.
That is.
Right.
Yeah. So I guess we could open that up to.
Yeah.
Right. Now, any public comment?
Hearing.
Okay. The floor is open for public comment on the ordinance, which I just read. Again, it's subject to the rules that I had previously stated. Is there anyone here who wishes to speak in support of the ordinance? Is there anyone here who wishes to speak in opposition to the ordinance? Seeing none, the public comment session is closed. Mr. Vincent.
Okay, we'll close the public hearing. Any comments from council? Hearing none, we have a motion.
So move. Make a motion to adopt the ordinance. What are you introducing?
The ordinance.
Are we adopting this or introducing it?
To adopt the ordinance.
We're adopting it. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Make a motion. We adopt the ordinance.
Second. And a second. We have a motion and a second to adopt the ordinance. Any questions on that motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you all for all that hard work.
Yes.
Putting that together.
Good job. Thank you.
We'll go to grant request.
Okay.
Better order lunch. Are we into an executive session? We didn't. Okay. Oh, unbelievable.
First one today, First State Resource Conservation and Development Council.
Yes. Do we still have time today? Or next
week? Where is that located?
That is, they're physically located in Dover, but what they're doing is a particular project with a group of youth from New York, but they're coming to fix Sussex County homes.
All over
Lewis,
the county.
Lewis, Bridgeville, Millsboro, Greenwood, Lincoln, Georgetown, and Seaford. Volunteers will be working on these homes to improve them, and they are just asking for help to offset the costs of a mission to like the state park and a picnic at the end.
Have they determined Sussex to be a an area that is in dire need of this kind of?
Well, it's youth services, so volunteer services.
It's not part of Habitat for Humanity or anything?
Separate,
no, this is not part of Habitat.
They'll be out there fighting fires.
Amount?
Their suggested amount they're requesting is
$1,000.
I think a couple of you could put me up $1,000. It's not my area.
None in your district?
No, they can't afford
your area.
Your people don't need any help.
Anyone care to make a motion reference the First State Resource Conservation and Development Council?
Do they have a Delaware sponsor? I mean, there's just not a group from New York coming in here.
Their sponsors are C&D.
Okay.
Well, that's not true. They're working through Emergency Home Repair Project, mm-hmm. which is a separate nonprofit within the RC&D bigger umbrella, from what I get.
Where would we send the check? Let's put it that
First
way.
State RC&D.
That's First State, which is here in Georgetown?
It's in Dover.
In Dover. Okay, but
this group is working in Georgetown.
I'll give $100.
Mr. Rob Davis is very active with that group.
And I'll give $100 of Mr. Cole's money.
No. They're going to come and spend that $100 down at the beach.
Okay, I'm going to withdraw my $100.
Ice cream.
Mr. Cole won't give, I'm not.
Ice cream.
I could give $200. I saw a lot in my district. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like an auction.
We have a motion.
Sam?
$200 for Mrs. Deaver's account.
$100 for Sam? Sam's in for $100.
Hold up, George. You going to give anything?
Those towns
be quiet. No money be quiet.
The towns include Lewis, Bridgeville, Millsboro, Greenwood, Lincoln, Georgetown, and Seaford.
Okay. I've got Millsboro in there. I'm good for 100.
Okay.
Mr. Wilson, you want to do anything?
Two here?
I'm two.
I'll give him 200.
All right.
Thank you.
So we have a motion to give $200 for Mrs. Deaver, myself, Mr. Wilson, and $100 for Mr. Phillips. And nothing from
Mr. Cole.
Have a second for that?
You got it.
Mr. Wilson. We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Of course.
Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes.
Thank you.
I just want them to come and spend their money at the beach when they get here, those kids.
Eastern Shore AFRAM?
If we did last year.
And that's for the whole county?
Yes.
Last year we gave $700.
And that was from?
And that was from 500 from Mr. Vincent, 100 from Mr. Phillips and Mrs. Deaver.
I'll make a motion.
Well, it's not coming out of your account.
Just trying to move things along. The county?
Well, I'm doing just what we did last year. I thought that was, if it was good for last year, it's good this year.
We have a motion, Mr. Cole.
Mr. Cole adds in $100 in this fee, in this grant.
Do we have a second, anybody?
I'll second it.
I have a second, Mr. Phillips, to grant $100 from Mrs. Deaver, $100 Mr. Phillips, $500 from my account. Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Next.
Delaware Senior Olympics.
I think we did $100 each. Councilperson, is that correct?
I'll make that motion.
Yes, that is correct. In 06 was
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver, to grant $100 from each councilmatic fund to the Delaware Senior Olympics for program expenses. Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carries.
And the Delaware River and Bay Lighthouse Foundation.
This is for tourism, right? It's a tourist spot.
Mm-hmm.
And what are they saying, amount that they're talking about? What's it going to cost them to make
this? They're trying to raise $100,000. They're specifically asking for $10,000.
They're asking for $10,000.
But they're constructing a new landing off dock at the offshore harbor of mm-hmm. Refuge Lake Station.
The lighthouse.
Mm-hmm. Lighthouse.
Off of Lewis. Okay.
Lewis.
Well, since that's going to generate tourism, I'm sure you all want to contribute to that. Especially Mr. Cole. Well, I'll donate.
I got enough of my own tours.
I'll put $2,500 toward it.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Introduction of proposed zoning ordinances. Mr. Rutt?
There are no proposed zoning ordinances.
Additional business brought before council. Mr. Chip Guy.
And you may come right on up.
Okay. Cindy Miller? Are you right on the top of the list?
Sorry?
You're on the top of the list. That's good.
It is good today, isn't it?
Good to be on top of things, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am. If you could keep it to about 3 minutes or whatever, but
I'll try.